The Talking Place, WWGH Radio.
And a very good Monday morning to you fine folks. Adam Lepp here at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio.
The best part of waking up, it's the doo-wop, doo-wop in all I do. The mountain goat aroma, always coming through. Oh, the best part of waking up, sponges in your cup. Now I'm right in harmony with that doo-wop, doo-wop ditty. Whoa, one more cup, and it's a hoo-wop, shoo-wop for me. Oh, the best part of waking up, Folgers in your cup.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
And yes, indeedy, boys and girls, Adam Lepp here live in the studio at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, a program that we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. It looks like the promised late morning snow is a few minutes early. It's not 17 after 10. I guess it's the early part of the late morning, if you want to call it that. And if you enjoy shoveling, because I actually enjoy shoveling snow, and it's very good exercise. My back hurts for a few minutes thereafter, but then all is well. As Scott was kind of alluding to, the famous greedy landlord here on South Prospect assigned me the task of shoveling. It seems like whenever we get a lot of snow and it's cold, I'm always the lucky or unlucky one to be assigned snow shoveling duty. But I think I did a pretty good job. Nice and clear here, in the Prospect and Walnut area, at the famous studios of The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Good morning, you're on the air with Adam at The Talking Place.
All right, is this a deal where we try to stump you?
Yes, you have anticipated today's contest, but that's okay. We enjoy people who want to stimulate my brain. I do want to warn you that I did go to the brain fitness facility earlier, and I had lots of coffee, so if there is ever a time that my brain is wired and ready to be stumped, this is it. Now, I do not use Google or any kind of help. I'm using my memory, and if you successfully stump me, I hope you're hungry, because I have a delicious gift certificate in your name. And not only that, if you live within a couple miles from the studio, I'll deliver it in person for you. That's the kind of guy that I am. So you go right ahead with your music trivia question, 73 to 87. I am all ears. Yes, well, after 87, that's kind of when I left radio the first time. I found music was taking a turn downward.
Mine's the 90s one.
Yeah, my 90s.
Well, we can do this just for fun. I just want to pick your brain.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, I started losing interest in music at that time. But, you know, I might know it, but I can't promise.
You probably do.
Go right ahead.
Two bands, the vocalists, from the two bands, Pearl Jam and Soundgarden, came together to form what group?
Yeah, that I don't know. I mean, I do like Pearl Jam's music, but
I know when you said the cutoff was the 90s, I thought you missed all the great, Seattle bands.
There's some good stuff there, but honestly, 87 is when music took a bit of a turn. I don't know that one.
Temple of the Dog?
Yeah, that I do not, never even heard of Temple of the Dogs, but sounds like a band that would play some rather stimulating tunes. And especially Pearl Jam, a band with a lot of talent and creativity, I think they changed the landscape of music for a bit. But yeah, I appreciate the question. You can go like 71 to 73, but 87 is about where I can pretty much stop.
So just one more time, because I don't know if you're talking fast or I'm listening slow, but what were the years?
1973 to 1987, but, you know, 71 or 72, if it's a fairly common song, nothing really obscure before 73, but I can probably do, you know,
anything between 73 and 87.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, unless it's really obscure or something weird, or maybe I was not paying attention at the time, I'm pretty good with that period. So, yeah, again, ask me to...
Well, back to the drawing board.
Yeah, please do try, because I want people to earn this gift card. I'm going to play Family Feud, like Scott does. But really, the Stump the DJ is kind of what I'm looking for. And I did that at my other radio gig, and people would sometimes get upset because I was kind of particular about making sure the answer was correct. One little story was that I asked for Prince's real name, and people were saying Prince Roger Nelson, but it's Rogers with an S, and so I finally gave it to the person who said Roger, but I wasn't really happy because that really isn't correct. So just, yeah. I'm kind of picky about that, but...
Answer wasn't cerebral enough.
I'd like to be a...
them big old word.
A little mysterious. And again, this prize is quite good. It's a $30 gift card to Cars.
Have you been there?
Yes, many times.
I've never even heard of it, let alone been there.
Yeah, Cars, Motown, Coney Island, Detroit-style Coney Island, and other stuff, and if you're a foodie like myself, you will be very glad, and more than likely, you will be happy to go there. Gift card or no gift card, located at north side of downtown Marion, 142 North Main Street. So if you can think of a question, go right ahead. I'm going to probably do a family feud, but anybody else who wants to stump the DJ, I'm ready for you. My brain is stimulated and prepared for some usage, but thanks for calling. You stay warm out there.
Okay, toodles.
Adam here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Goodness sake, Scott wasn't kidding when he said the phones were ringing off the hook. Good morning, you're on the Talking Place with Adam.
Okay, Adam, I got one for you.
Good, you go right ahead. I'm all ears. Windpipe will be quiet while you ask away. You want to hear some game show music?
Who was slated to sing God of Thunder? Other than Gene Simmons.
Well, it's a KISS member then, right?
Yes.
I'm going to have to guess Peter Criss, and that's probably wrong.
Nope, it was Paul Stanley.
Okay.
He was supposed to sing God of Thunder and Gene Simmons. It worked out better with Gene.
Yeah, they all kind of sang. It's like the Beatles and like the Eagles.
Yeah, well, you had a 1 in 4 chance.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So that song is probably 73 to 87.
That was off the Destroyer album, so that was 75, I think.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and, if you've not won a contest from this station in the last month, have you won the last month?
No.
You've not? Okay, then you are my winner. Would you like a $30 gift card to Cars, Motown, Coney Island?
Yeah.
Great, and I think I know your name, but remind me again what it is.
Scott.
Scott, okay. Scott, do you live within a couple miles of 523 South Prospect Street? I could deliver it to you after I finish at 11 o'clock.
No, I live clear out in Big Island. I'll just have to come get it.
Okay. I'll leave it here for you. And, again, we have a sign at the door. I believe 4 to 5 is the default gift card presentation time. So I'll go ahead and leave it here for you.
Okay.
And let me get... Do you mind providing your last name over the air, or do you want to email it to me if it's something you don't want to talk about?
Oh, no, that's okay. It's Galik. It's G-A-L-Y-K.
I'm sorry, G-A-L?
G-A-L-Y-K.
Y-K, Galik. Okay, good. That's not a common name, so...
No, that's an old name that didn't exist until my ancestors come to this country.
Okay, well, that sounds fun. There's always an interesting etymology behind people's names. Okay, Scott, well, we congratulate you. You think I would know about KISS, but I guess you had to guess one out of four, and that's how it goes sometimes. And I'll go ahead and allow that question. It's from a band that was very popular, kind of started the glam rock and glam metal.
Still around. Back to the New York Dolls.
Yeah, and so I have no problem at all. I congratulate you, and come hungry, because this is a very valuable gift card. Thanks again, Scott. Congratulations from the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. See how easy that is? The DJ can be stumped. Now, granted, that was a difficult question, but that's okay. I think I'm a hot shot knowing all about music from that period, 73 to 87. Therefore, if you can stump me, no problem whatsoever. I gladly give away the prize. We have another gift card available too, Cars, Motown, Coney Island. So again, if you do want to stump the DJ, since that's become fairly popular, you go right ahead. I would love to hear your question. Any music, get any genre, 73 to 87, maybe you want to ask me to sing a few bars of a song, or you want to sing a few bars, and then you can go ahead and ask me to identify the tune. Well, that's all cool on my end. Also doing a live video. There are many ways to partake in this radio program. If you're a Facebook friend or follower of mine, that's great. Just look up Adam Lepp in Ohio or Adam the Computer Guy. You'll see Adam Lepp is live now, and you can watch me do this program with your very eyes. Good morning. You're on the Talking Place with Adam.
I got a good one for you,
okay,
Adam.
Well, hopefully
back
it's not
in the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, I can try, group, but you know,
there was a group called Adams and Joe Frank and Reynolds.
Yeah, that was more.
Reynolds,
that was more mid-70s.
Reynolds left
right.
the group. Who joined as pianist?
All I know is Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds, Baby, Baby, Fallen in Love. As an alternate answer, can I sing a couple bars from a couple of their songs? Because I don't know who
that's what I was thinking. It was Baby, Baby, Fallen in Love.
Yeah, Baby, Baby, Fallen in Love. That was from mid-70s, I believe.
Yeah,
kind of a blue-eyed soul, a bit like Daryl Hall and John Oates, the Righteous Brothers, and that's
and
some really good
Reynolds
stuff.
Reynolds left the group. And a new pianist joined the group.
Yeah, that I do not know.
Alan Dennis.
Yeah, I do not know that name. But is the fact that I could sing a few bars of their tune without really sounding off key, is that good enough?
You're fine.
Okay.
I didn't figure you would know that. I went to school with him.
Oh, really? Was that in Marion? Because I know Huey Lewis was born in Marion, right, or lived part of his life in Marion.
Well, he grew up in Marion, and his name was Alan Denzer.
Right.
When he was growing up, he was a foster child of the Denzer Funeral Home. And after he became of age, then he took his biological name.
Oh, well, that's...
He's a great musician.
Oh, no.
Great pianist. Great pianist.
Definitely. A lot of good musicians from Ohio. You don't hear as much about them. You know, Dwight Yoakam is pretty well known as being from this approximate area. Luke Perry is from Morrow County. We lost him so young. So many, many celebrities of all types, actors, actresses, and singers from the area.
Talk to you later.
No problem. Thanks for calling. Stay warm out there. Adam here on The Talking Place, taking your telephone calls, and again, try to ask me a music or other kind of trivia question by calling our phone number at the studio, 740-383-9944. About 29 minutes after the hour of 10 in the a.m. here at The Talking Place, where we talk sometimes controversial topics, sometimes funny topics, and, you know, whenever Adam does a program, you will certainly giggle at least every 2 or 3 minutes. Yep, Scott wasn't kidding when he said people were listening today. Good morning, you're on The Talking Place with Adam.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of the song, but it has Since I Don't Have You. I just wondered how many times Since I Don't Have You was in there.
I would think at least a dozen. Since I Don't Have You. That's from
27.
That's from the 60s, I believe. Yeah, it's one of those songs that's repetitive. Well, that's at least 10.
There was 27 in it.
Yeah, I can believe that. Especially when it's a longer title. Now, many songs, you know, love is in so many song titles, and it seems like it's often repeated when it's a 2 or 3 word title, but Since I Don't Have You, repeated 27 times, that's quite a bit. But at least while you're singing it, if you're trying to do karaoke or something, you will certainly get a lot of practice and should have it mastered by the end of the song. Do you have another trivia question for me?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, let me know, and I will be happy to add you to our prize list as we're giving away a pretty good prize this morning. Have a good day.
All right.
Thank you. Adam here on The Talking Place on a program that we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. Tyler watching my video from South Central Ohio asking me about Sonic Youth. Honestly, I'm not really familiar with Sonic Youth, but I do know about Musical Youth. They're a one-hit wonder, Pass the Dutchie on the Left-Hand Side, a song that had multiple meanings, but Sonic Youth I'm not quite as familiar with. I do know Electric Youth by Debbie Gibson. That's a pretty good tune from my original radio days in the mid to late 80s. The 1980s, that is, not the 1880s. We call this program Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam, and we are giving away one more $30 gift card to Cars Motown Coney Island in downtown Marion, 142 North Main Street. Website, carsmotown.com. And all you would need to do is stump me with a good music trivia question from between 1973 and 1987. You can ask me to sing a few bars, ask about, again, band members, any genre. We did a hard rock question where I was successfully stumped. Now, granted, it was a hard question, but that's okay. I think I'm such a hot shot, and sometimes hot shots, you know, they cool off. And somebody asked about a alternate lead singer on a Kiss composition. And I guessed Peter Criss, but it was actually Paul Stanley. But like the Beatles and the Eagles, they all sing. So, you know, good question. And you do learn something. Even I learn something every time we do a program here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. So feel free to chime in here with a music trivia question and see if you can stump the DJ. We're also going to play Family Feud. That always goes over well when Scott does it. So let's go ahead and try a Family Feud question. I have hundreds of available. So let's go ahead and try this one. Since it's cold and wintry outside, and rumor has it that I'm also the weatherman at this station, let's pretend that instead of January, it's June or July. Now, June has my birthday, so I'm not sure I'm looking forward to June, but that's okay. I don't get older, I get better. Name something a department store might sell out of on a hot day. Something a department store might sell out of on a hot day. There are six answers on the board. Top six answers. Let me know what you think one of them is, and I'll enter you into a drawing, and we can go ahead. And at the end of the hour, randomly pick a name, and if this person has not won something on this station, if this person does not work or have an affiliation of some kind with this station, other than being a regular listener, he or she will win a $30 gift card to a fine restaurant in the north side of downtown Marion. How's that for coolness? Coming up on Saturday, February 19th, the Ridgedale Lions Club presents their 19th annual Daytona 500 Dinner and Auction. Doors open at 4, dinner at 5, auction following. Again, that's on Saturday, 2/19/22, 2730 Harding Parkway West, Marion, Ohio. Good morning. You are on The Talking Place with Adam.
How about a bathing suit?
A bathing suit would definitely be there. It is number 3. Name something a department store might sell out of on a hot day. You correctly guessed bathing suit. And what is your name, madam?
Judy.
Judy, okay. We have a couple different Judys. What's your last initial or your full last name, if you want to provide?
Cressup.
Sorry?
Cressup.
C-R-E-S-S-U-P?
What?
C-R-E-S-S-U-P?
Yeah, that's close enough.
I'm also a good speller. Okay, well, thank you, Judy, and congratulations. Stay tuned. And if we do draw your name, I'll need you to call back just to confirm you're winning, okay? Thank you very much. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. And if you'd like to win my other $30 gift card to Cars Motown Coney Island at 142 North Main Street in downtown Marion, very good gift card if I should say so myself, you can name one of the additional 5 items that a department store might sell out of on a hot day. Or you can try to stump the DJ. It's the other Judy calling.
How about sunscreen?
Sunscreen is not there, but that is a very good answer. But, go ahead and try again, Judy. Thank you. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, giving away an excellent gift card for your appetite's enjoyment. And there are one of two ways to do it. If you can successfully stump the DJ, that is, myself, with a music trivia question from between 73 and 87, then you are a smart person who has successfully outsmarted the wise guy known as Adam, and you'll win said gift card. Or if you want to name one of the 6 items that a department store might sell out of on a hot day, a person already said, bathing suit. Good morning, you're on The Talking Place with Adam.
How about ice?
Ice, another good answer, but ice is not there. But try again, Jim, thank you. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Name something a department store might sell out of on a hot day. Again, bathing suit answered, but we have 5 other answers on the board. Good morning, you're on The Talking Place with Adam.
How about Fans?
Fans is number six. You got it. Let me go ahead and...
You can't hear you hardly on the phone, and you need to fix your microphone.
I'm not sure, because I'm looking at the modulation, and it's actually in the yellow area. So it should be coming okay. Yeah, I'll look at it. What's your name, ma'am?
Judy
Smith? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Judy
Cressup.
Oh, Judy Cressup again. Okay, we got it. So a lot of Judys listen to this station. Maybe somebody should ask me a question about the Beatles song Hey Jude, even though it wasn't from 73 to 87. Okay, well, I appreciate that. Judy, congratulations, and you're in the drawing once again. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, where there are several ways that you can listen to this station. Of course, my favorite way is the old-fashioned way, by tuning your FM radio. And FM, of course, stands for Frequency Modulation, to 107.1 megahertz. And anywhere within about 10, 15 miles of downtown Marion, our signal comes in quite swimmingly, to say the least. You can also go to our website, WWGH1071.com. Good morning, you're on The Talking Place with Adam.
How about air conditioners?
Air conditioner is number four. And your name again, ma'am?
Phyllis.
And that's Phyllis S., right?
Yes.
Good. Okay, well, congratulations, and you're in the drawing. Just keep listening, and I'll draw a name just before the top of the hour. Thank you. Congratulations again. Giving away a $30 gift card here to Cars Motown Coney Island, and we have six answers. Three have been provided. Name something a department store might sell out of on a hot day. Bathing suit, fan, and air conditioner have all been provided. The other three are fairly simple, including the number one and number two answer. Honestly, the number two answer, it really shouldn't be that high, but I'm not the one who makes these polls. The number one answer is, I would say, an item which you would certainly expect to see a lot of people shopping for at Walmart or wherever they might be spending their dough. Also, if you'd like to stump the DJ, ask me a music trivia question from 73 to 87. That would just be fantastic. And if you can stump me, then you have successfully outsmarted, outwitted the master of music from that period, and a wonderful meal is on me. Good morning. You are on The Talking Place with Adam.
Did anybody say a case of water?
Yes, bottled water is number two. That was the one I didn't think would be that high, but that's how it goes sometimes. Now, the name listed on the caller ID, that is your name?
That's it. It's Ryan.
Yeah, it's Ryan. Okay, it's a different name. Okay, Ryan, I do believe, I remember you, Ryan. Just keep listening, and if you win the contest, I'll draw a name just before the top of the hour. Congratulations.
All right, thank you, sir.
Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Ryan successfully guessing bottled water as something a department store might sell out of on a hot day. And hot day, well, that's not what we have today. We have a cold day, but let's just pretend that it's June or July and not January. Good morning. You're on The Talking Place with Adam.
All right, Adam, how about ice cream or popsicles?
Both are good answers, and I'm an aficionado of ice cream. However, the people that were polled must not be, because that answer is not there. But a good answer nonetheless. Thank you for calling. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, playing Family Feud, where, again, if you can name something a department store might sell out of on a hot day, we have two answers left. Bathing suit, fan, AC, and water have been provided. You will win a very tasty gift card with my compliments. Good morning. You're on The Talking Place with Adam.
Thanks. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm sorry. I pressed the wrong button. That happens. I get a little excited. That happens sometimes.
Who's saying My Sharona?
The Neck, the number one song of 1979, the number 10 song of the 70s from an album called Get the Neck.
I'm about done with you, mister.
Can you name the other two top 40 singles that The Neck had? One was from that album, one was from their next album.
No, apparently I'm not immersed in the Nat as you are.
But, you know, they kind of thought they were the Beatles or the Monkees when they came out. Their front guy, Doug Feger, unfortunately passed away several years ago, quite young. But they had that Beatles or Monkees persona. Baby Talks Dirty was their third and final hit from their other album. And Good Girls Don't, which I believe peaked at number 10, was the second hit from their album called Get the Neck. But good song, very catchy, 1979.
Okay.
But thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And
I'm going to keep trying.
Put your thinking cap on. I love to be stumped, and my brain enjoys exercise, believe me. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. And again, if you want to stump the DJ, be sure it's a good question, because when it comes to music from 73 to 87, I am quite knowledgeable. But again, even big mouths and hotshots like myself sometimes can be defeated, like what happened earlier in the program. Good morning, you're on the Talking Place with Adam.
Kitty swimming pools.
Another good answer, but that is not on the board. No kitty swimming pool, but that's a good answer. Thanks for calling. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, giving away a wonderful $30 gift card to Cars Motown Coney Island on the north side of downtown Marion, Ohio. You can either try to stump the DJ, music trivia question from 73 to 87, or name the two remaining answers of something a department store might sell out of on a hot day. So that is a day unlike what we're experiencing right now. And the answers given are bathing suit, fan, air conditioner, and bottled water. Two of them remain. And let me give you a hint. No, I'm not going to give you a hint. Go ahead and rustle up a few brain cells, and let's see what we can figure out, because they're both fairly good answers, one of them especially. One's a little more difficult, but let's at least try the easier of the two. Got some more wintry weather outside. We're expecting 1 to 3 more inches of the white fluffy stuff this afternoon. Now, it did start a little bit early, but that's okay. I don't mind a little bit of early snow. As I said, I kind of enjoy shoveling snow. I guess that's a quirky quality of myself, but that's okay. It is good exercise, so I don't really mind doing it. As I say, there are three seasonal tasks. The one I don't like doing is raking leaves, especially since it seems like whenever you finish raking the leaves, they just fall, more of them just fall, and it looks like you never raked anything, but you got 10 bags full of leaves. Kind of a pain. Not a lot of accomplishment. I don't mind mowing the lawn, at least during most of the lawn mowing season. After a few days, it still looks decent, the green stuff, that is. But, you know, shoveling snow is fun because you can always compete with the neighbors. Which neighbor has cleared off the most snow? Which neighbor's yard can you see the most concrete or blacktop or even grass? And it is always a feeling of accomplishment to know that your driveway, your walkway, is the prettiest and the cleanest. And it is good exercise, too, so I enjoy that aspect also. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, with a program that we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. This program airs every Monday morning between about 10:13 a.m. and 11 on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM and WWGH1071.com. And sometimes I do a live video on Facebook. Also, be sure to listen to the Adam the Computer Guy Radio Extravaganza, or just the Adam the Computer Guy Radio Show, which airs between 2:13 p.m. and 3, this and every Tuesday and Thursday in the afternoon on The Talking Place. Good morning, you're on WWGH Radio with Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Hi.
This is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
How about like a cooler to put all your drinks in?
Another good answer, because I hate to have warm beer. So a cooler is a good idea for beer or another favorite beverage, Diet Coke. But unfortunately, that is not there. Good answer. Thanks. Try again. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. You know, people sometimes on Family Feud seem to give better answers than the real answers. I know when I call Scott's show and do Family Feud, that happens quite a bit. So in this case, the question is, name something that a department store might sell out of on a hot day. Bottled water, air conditioner, fan, and bathing suit have been answered. I'll give you guys a clue. Okay. The other two are articles of clothing. So we had the kiddie pool, we had cooler for your beer or your soda. Those aren't there, but they're good answers. The other two remaining are articles of clothing. Bathing suit was there, but two more. And also, I would say that these are unisex. That is, something that a man would wear as well as a woman. So, for example, a sundress is not there. So these are both articles of clothing that men and women both wear. Just as a bit of a clue. Also, if you'd like to win this $30 gift card to Cars Motown Coney Island, and you would like to be a little more cerebral, that's fine. Feel free to try to stump the DJ. Ask me a question about music from between 1973 and 1987. Good morning. You're on The Talking Place with Adam.
How about a pair of shorts?
Shorts is the number one answer, and this is Phyllis once again, right?
Yes, it is.
Let me go ahead and put you here on my little notepad. Shorts is number one. Ding, 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 ding. And now we have one answer remaining. And again, it's an article of clothing. It's not quite as obvious as shorts or a bathing suit, but I'm sure you folks will certainly figure it out. Congratulations again, Phyllis, and just keep listening. In a few minutes, I'm going to draw the winner. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, on Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. And once again, the phone rings. Good morning. You're on The Talking Place. Good morning. You're on The Talking Place.
What about flip-flops or sandals?
Another great answer, and another unisex article of clothing, and I would have said that, but that wasn't there. But a good answer nonetheless. Try again, please. WWGH Radio on a late Monday morning with more snow falling. We got a little sun, we got a little snow, we got a small amount of wind. So again, I do enjoy the four-season climate here in Ohio, and sometimes it seems like we get different types of weather all in the same day or the same week. But that adds to the fun, doesn't it? If you'd like to win the other gift card from Cars Motown Coney Island on 142 North Main Street here in Marion, carsmotown.com is the website. You're a smart person because it would be a very enjoyable experience for your taste buds and your stomach. You can answer the remaining item. Something a department store might sell out of on a hot day, or try to stump the DJ with a music trivia question, 73 to 87. Go ahead, you are on the Adam Mid-Morning Coffee Break Radio Extravaganza.
What about a sun hat?
Sun hat is another good answer. However, it is not there. But thanks for calling. Give us another try. Again, one remaining item. It is a article of clothing, and it is what I would say a unisex item of clothing. That is something men wear, something women wear. So, again, not like a sundress or something which would be man-only or female-only. Not as obvious as shorts or bathing suit, but I think you smart folks can figure it out. Something a department store might sell out of on a hot day. Also, if you'd like to win this valuable gift card, you can play Stump the DJ, ask me a question about music, trivia, any genre, R&B, pop, hard rock, soft rock, country, as long as it's a popular type of music. For example, the question about Kiss from earlier, and good question, and fortunately or unfortunately, the DJ was stumped. Well, if you can also stump me, then you will win said gift card. Good morning, you're on The Talking Place with Adam.
Flip-flops.
Flip-flops, another good answer. However, it is not there.
Please
try again. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, playing Family Feud, something that Scott does a lot and always seems to be a fun educational experience. So I figured here on the Mid-Morning Coffee Break program with Adam, we would try doing this also. One remaining answer of six. It is an article of clothing, and it's a unisex kind of item. Name something that a department store might sell out of on a hot day. And of course, today is not a hot day, so I would imagine that if you were to go to Walmart or Meijer or your favorite department store, you would find this item probably available because maybe you're going on a vacation to Hawaii or something. But certainly in the summer months, it would be something you would see a lot of people buying and headed for the checkout stand with. About 8 minutes before the hour of 11, we're going to draw the winner very shortly. It's still time to chime in with the remaining answer. Or again, if you want to stump the DJ, that is fine. Also, want to let you know that the Marion County Park District, a great friend to this radio station. Just because it's cold doesn't mean that they don't have events for you all month long. And I'll keep you in suspense and talk about an event coming up in a few days after I take this phone call. Good morning, you're on The Talking Place with Adam.
How about a beach towel?
A beach towel is an excellent answer, but unfortunately, that is not there. Please try again. The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, on Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam L. And yes, that is I. 740-383-9944. There is one remaining answer. It's an article of clothing. It's not quite as obvious as shorts or flip-flops, but it's there. It is something, again, men can wear, women can wear. One answer of six total. Name something a department store might sell out of on a hot day. And good morning. You're on The Talking Place with Adam.
About sunglasses.
Sunglasses is a very good answer. Reminds me of a music trivia question. Corey Hart. I wear my sunglasses at night. However, none of
the sang
six.
It? Who sang that?
Corey Hart from Canada.
Now who's saying get yourself a pair of cheap sunglasses?
ZZ Top.
Yeah, the best.
Now, Never Surrender was Corey Hart's biggest hit, but I think he's known best for sunglasses at night, because I'm not sure why one would wear sunglasses at night, but if I ever run into Corey Hart, I'll be sure to ask him. Either way, he made a lot of money by singing that, didn't he?
Yeah, and either way, I'm still a loser, huh?
No, you're not at all. You are a winner for listening to this station and for stimulating my brain. ZZ Top, there's a good band.
Okay, bye.
Unique type of music, which we always enjoy listening to. Thank you for calling again. Adam here, Adam Lepp on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Again, if you want to stump the DJ with a fine and interesting and exciting music trivia question from 73 to 87, I would be happy to accommodate you. Or again, the one remaining answer of the six for Family Feud. Name something that a department store might sell out of on a hot summer day. We were talking about the Marion County Park District, and even though it's cold, doesn't mean that they are not providing some great events. On January 27th, and if I'm not mistaken, that would be Thursday of this week at 4 p.m. at the trailhead of the Tallgrass Trail, they will be presenting Winter Wildlife Tracking. Again, that's this Thursday the 27th at 4. Come on out and identify some of the different types of tracks that wildlife make. Good stuff. So we invite you to go to the trailhead of the Tallgrass Trail this Thursday at 4 for winter wildlife tracking. Good stuff. Coming up to 5 minutes before the hour of 11 here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, we're going to draw the winner for the second gift card for Cars Motown Coney Island, a valuable present to say the least. But there's still time to chime in. Again, if you'd like to try to stump the DJ like a person did earlier, that would be wonderful. Or if you would like to answer the one remaining of the six answers, which is name something that a department store would sell out of on a hot day. Bathing suit, fan, AC, water, and shorts were all answered. And again, it is a unisex type of item, something that men would wear as well as women. It's not quite as obvious as shorts or a bathing suit, but I would say it would be appropriate garmentry. Is that a word, garmentry, for a nice, hot summer day? That is a day quite unlike what we are experiencing at the present time. So about 4 minutes left to the show. What I'm going to go ahead and do is draw the winner to see who will be the second person to win this gift card. And again, once I do draw that person's name, have he or she call the studio to confirm and get some information, and this person will be eating some very tasty, nutritious food on me. So again, get ready to get a little suspenseful to find out exactly who might be the winner as the suspense builds, as the virtual drum roll rolls. Let's see who the winner is. And the winner is Phyllis S. Yes, congratulations, Phyllis S. You are the winner of the $30 gift card to Cars Motown, Coney Island on North Main Street here in Marion. So, Phyllis, if you can go ahead and give me a call. Give me a call within a couple minutes because we're almost ready to say goodbye. Phyllis, 740-383-9944. And there is a gift card with your name on it. So, Phyllis, give me a ring here, and I will take your information and present said gift card to you with my thanks and my congratulations. Want to let you folks know that coming up today and Tuesday, every Monday and Tuesday afternoon between approximately 4:15 and 5, it is the Linda Sims radio program. Interesting guests, great commentary, and of course, like almost every program on the station, she does take your telephone calls at 740-383-9944. Prior to my program, you heard the man that I call the interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott E. Spears, with the Scott Spears morning program, which is also called Now. And that doesn't air now, of course, because I'm on, but it does air every Monday through Friday between about 8:15 a.m. and 10 in the a.m. Again, I want to remind Phyllis to give me a call here at the station. She is the winner of the gift card, and once she does call and we confirm the information, a delicious meal is on me. 740-383-9944. Those are the digits. If you'd like to talk about politics or maybe the exciting NFL playoff games over the weekend or the weather or whatever might be on your mind, there is still time to chime in. Again, the phone number is 740-383-WWGH. Also, this and every Wednesday between about 12:15 p.m. and 1. It is A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble. And on Wednesday, he features the dulcet tones and opinions and factoids from our official station presidentologist, Dr. Ronald L. Feynman. Interesting stuff, great commentary, and always a few laughs. But that's how we roll here at the Talking Place. Still time to chime in and give me a call to talk about the item of your choice, whatever is on your mind. Again, Phyllis, our winner here in the restaurant gift certificate contest. And Phyllis, you can give me a call. We'll go ahead and get your information and have that gift card provided to you ASAP. Also remind you that we have a private email server. You can always send me a message. Comments, complaints are always welcome. Adam@WWGH1071.com. Have a great day, folks. Talk to you later.